brought to you by GMSDC Radio and broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Let's Talk Small Business with your host, Stacy Key.
Welcome to Let's Talk Small Business. As you can tell, I'm not the fabulous Miss Stacy Key. She is out and about doing what she does to help develop and support minority businesses in the state of Georgia and across the nation. I, however, am your happy host for the day, Veronica Maldonado Torres, Program Director of the Georgia Mentor Protege Connection. I'm excited to be here with you all today on Let's Talk Small Business, where you can hear us every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. And today we have a wonderful guest here, and we're continuing with our theme of celebration of Asian Heritage Month. Excuse me. And we have the wonderful Manish Madan with Sistel here in our studios today to share about Sistel and his business. And I'm just going to let him talk a little bit more and say, welcome, Manish, and share with us about Sistel, your company, and all the nuggets that you have for us today.
Thank you so much, Veronica, for having us on the show. It's always a pleasure to be with you. Sistel, as you know, Sistel Technology Services is an IT services company. We provide IT services and staffing solutions to some of the largest system integrators and Fortune 1000 companies. We have over 500 employees globally now, and we pride ourselves in having long tenured relationships with our customers. IT staffing continues to be our core foot in the door strategy for our US clients. And once we get in, we gradually graduate up the value chain to get to IT services.
So how do you do that? How do you gradually go up?
As you're aware, you know, our focus is greatly on customer satisfaction. We invest a lot in building long and deep-rooted relations with our customer. So once we get an entry into a customer, we make sure we wow them with services we deliver. And once we have delivered services, we build credibility. We keep building on that foundation to go up the value chain and doing more value-added work for them. As I mentioned, starting with the bottom at the IT staffing services, graduating up to IT services, products development for them if required. And that's how we've grown over these past few years.
Excellent. So, you know, the IT services and staffing industry is very, very competitive. What is your key differentiator over at Sistel?
You know, at Sistel, we don't try to do a lot of fancy things, honestly, contrary to what you may think, knowing me. But we keep it simple and focus on the basics, like they would teach you in a business school or in your Georgia Mentor Prodigy mentoring program. We focus on the three sides of a tripod: employee satisfaction, customer focus, and innovation. In a services industry, people is everything. You know, we have a huge focus on employee satisfaction. Our employees are our brands. Our employees touch our customers in the market, and our employees are the reason we continue to grow. So we have a huge focus on employee satisfaction in all our global locations. We invest a lot in employee relations management. My largest expense today in my enabling teams would be my employee management teams. And that's how we continue to grow by having happy employees.
What kind of things are you doing to kind of garner employee satisfaction or engagement? Any tips that you can help share today with our small business community about how you engage with them and how you keep them satisfied?
Sure. I'll come back to that once. Let me finish the two
Absolutely.
Other legs of the tripod. Customer focus is something we pride in. I already alluded to that. We believe in a few relations and deep-rooted relations. When we were small, we were opportunistic and would sign up any business coming our way, but we've changed that lately. And we're very careful in the customers we want to work with, and we only pick customers where we know we can deliver well, and we invest a lot in building deep-rooted relations.
That's really key, too, because I think a lot of times small businesses just try to get anybody, but you seem to be very focused on your core group that you're trying to do work with and not deviate from that plan.
That's right. And the third leg of the tripod is innovation. We invest a lot in staying abreast of technology, advances in the industry. We invest a lot in people, process, technology, as we call it, and we provide superior service to our customers and a better environment for our employees, and in turn also drive cost management through innovation in our industry. Back to your question on employee satisfaction. we do a lot of things. You know, we focus on taking a lot of time to hire, as they say, you know, hire slow and fire fast. We take a lot of time to hire people. We are very careful in picking people who are more of a cultural fit in the organization than just quickly trying to fill an open position. And we also believe in hiring the athlete and teaching them the sport. So we invest a lot in our hiring process itself. Even if it takes long and a position remains open, we live with it. But we do hire the right people. On top of that, we start investing a lot in those people that we hire. We have a very rigorous training program. Right from the bottom of the pyramid where we hire freshers out of college on to mid-management and senior management, a huge focus on investing in training and grooming talent who continue to then deliver for many, many years for Systel.
That's an excellent strategy, and it's so key because I think a lot of folks, especially the ones that you mentioned fresh out of college, you know, have that knowledge, but then don't have that practice. So the fact that you're ready, willing, and able to teach them, you know, how to play and how to develop and how to grow in this market, I think is a great thing for those that young workforce coming out.
Absolutely.
So share with us a little bit about your vision for Systel and how you see the company moving forward.
The basic tenet of our vision is to continue building capabilities and technologies as the IT industry evolves. As I mentioned, we're in IT services and we're in IT staffing. We provide these capabilities that we build to our customers. So if there are new technologies like today, if you ask me, majority of our focus, majority of our investment in building new capabilities is around Internet of Things.
Okay.
We know that's the future, at least in immediate near future. So we're investing a lot in building capabilities around Internet of Things. We're pursuing projects over there where we are able to get projects. And if not, we're partnering with other larger system integrators and providing staff to them to help them execute their projects on Internet of Things. You know, so that's one example. So the basic tenet of our vision, as I said, is to keep continuously building capabilities that are used in the IT services industry. The other part of our vision is to be a disruptor in the space that we play in. You know, unless...
That's a good word. I mean, it's a very hot word, especially in you know, in the marketplace right now. So what? Tell us how you're planning to be a disruptor.
You know, in today's world, as I see, and, you know, in the whole startup environment, which is also pretty hot here in Atlanta, disruption actually means progress and evolution, unlike the past where disruption would have a negative connotation. And we want to be a disruptor than be disrupted. You know, anyone who's waiting. Anyone who's waiting. Yeah, right. We'll come back to that. And anyone who's waiting for someone else to take the lead is going to be marginalized and sidelined. So we believe in being a disruptor. We believe in investing in innovation and trying to disrupt the industry that we are in instead of just waiting for someone else to come and take the lead. We're trying to do the same thing in our services industry. We're building components that are reused. We believe in open source. We're doing a lot of different things that a conventional IT services provider may shy away from. Similarly, in the IT staffing industry, we're exploring how do we become the Uber for staffing. You know, how do we provide on-demand resources without having a very detailed process and many layers of recruiters talking to people? How can we use technology and build a platform so we become the Uber of staffing industry?
Now, that's an innovative process, definitely an innovative concept to consider. And how's that process coming along?
It's going very well. We're running a pilot with one of our key customers. We have already... a query from one of our larger customers wanting to explore the same thing. I am very confident that by the third quarter, we'd be ready to take it to the market to our existing customers and large customers. But the pilot that we're running with a small customer is going very well. You know, we have our talent available on a screen, and when the demand comes up from one of our customers, it shows up, it automatically matches talent available in our database, and that auto-matching just forwards them the profile and the resume, the contact details, and through the app, they're able to conduct interviews, audio as well as video, provide the feedback and close the loop completely.
So, you know, and that brings a thought to my mind. You know, as you're developing these new services or innovative or disruptive services, you know, as a CEO, you can get very excited about these new products and these new services and these new ideas. How do you maintain the bread and butter of your company while also innovating and working on these projects? How do you balance that?
A great question, and I'm glad you bring that up. It's extremely important to have a strong team to continue doing what you're doing. As you said, what you call the bread and butter. We have always had a huge focus on hiring the right people. I have a very, very strong leadership team at Systel that supports me. So when we have acquired a customer or when we've built a capability, it's easy for me to hand it over to them and let them run with it. We have a great account management team who takes great care of our customers. We have a very strong delivery team that takes care of all the services that we deliver. That makes it easy for me to step out and do fun things like this interview, meet with you, or invest my time in innovation and look ahead in the industry and see what else do we need to do to keep growing.
And to that point, where are you looking to stay ahead of the industry? What are the resources? Where are the places that you're going to acquire that knowledge? Or is it a sixth sense that you have?
I think it's a combination of both. You know, if anyone says they don't have a sixth sense and they're successful, I think they're hiding something somewhere. You know, luck plays a big role. Sixth sense plays a big role in success of, you know, every successful entrepreneur, every successful leader in the world. But beyond that, I invest a lot of time in meeting people, in networking, in attending conferences, seminars. A lot of my time goes in just being part of several organizations and associations across Atlanta. I'm very active with the Metro Atlanta Chamber. I'm very active with the Greater North Fulton Chamber of Commerce. GMSDC for the last 2 years has been my anchor, a place to go back to look for help. Stacy and yourself and the entire organization has been a big part of my evolution over the last 2 to 3 years since we got certified as an MBE.
And with that, so you've been talking about your growth and your vision and your trajectory and where you're garnering, whether it's seeking resources, going to associations, networks, educating yourself, really kind of pushing the envelope every chance you get. And you've talked about the growth that you've had and the consistent growth that you've been having. Share with us your focus today and how you're delivering consistent growth.
You know, about 5 years ago when we put together our vision for 2015 and then we are revising that for 2020, you know, we were very clear we wanted to deliver consistent growth. And we said instead of trying to do exceedingly high growth rates of 40, 50, 60%, we arrived at a number of 25 to 30% is what we wanted to maintain. And over the last 5 years, very successfully, we've maintained a compounded annual growth rate of 28%.
Excellent.
We do this by, again, you know, sticking to the basics. You know, things I'll allude to, which I've already mentioned earlier, is, you know, focus on the three things. Focus on your customer, deliver superior services when you acquire a customer, make sure they're happy, make sure they're a reference customer for you, and that helps you grow the business. Second, continue to focus on your employees and drive high employee satisfaction. As I said, they are your brand. If they're happy, they will help you grow, and you won't need to do much. And then continue to invest in process and technology and also stay abreast of what's happening in the industry and stay ahead and be ready for tomorrow. As I said earlier, you know, be ready to disrupt than be disrupted.
And so a part of that strategy for you as well, you know, with your association with GMSDC and also being an alumni of the Mentor-Protege Connection, share with us how that played into your growth plan and kind of sowing the seeds for the future.
GMSDC has just been an extremely, extremely good connection for us to have. We got certified as an MBE about 3 years ago, and the journey since then has been anything but great. The learning opportunity it provides is immense. You know, we got access to all kinds of resources a small business would need in a new geography and probably can only dream of. We got connected to SBA, SBDC, and several other organizations through GMSDC. And GMSDC has always been a cheerleader for small businesses. And I think I have personally been very fortunate to be associated with yourself, Veronica, and with Stacy. The other big thing that comes from GMSDC and everyone else in the group will attest to it is the huge networking opportunity. There are so many Fortune 500 companies here in Atlanta, and I can do whatever, despite my long sales career, keep knocking on doors to get into those organizations. But without GMSDC, it won't be possible. Within a span of 36 months that we've been associated with GMSDC, I have access to at least 20 of the Fortune 500 companies today, and I can walk in and get a meeting over there only thanks to GMSDC and the MPC program that we went through. So that networking opportunity with large corporations is, again, a platform that GMSDC brings to small companies in Georgia.
So just to refresh some of our audience members listening to Let's Talk Small Business, GMSDC is the Georgia Minority Supplier Development Council. You can find more information about GMSDC at gmsdc.org. And it is the certifying nonprofit organization that certifies, develops, and advocates small businesses that are ethnic minorities. So they are actually the certifying body for Georgia and part of a national council called the National Minority Supplier Development Council. And truly, it's the access point to be able to do business with major corporate organizations. I think GMSDC has about 200 corporate members and over 700 certified ethnic MBEs, such as Manish with Sistel. And so share with us as well, just shortly, a little bit about your experience with the Georgia Mentor Protege Connection. You were a part of that program last year. And were matched with a great, great company. Share with us what you learned during that time period.
The Mentor Prodigy program is like a business school custom made for the small businesses. It's like going to business school on steroids within a span of 1 year, getting to learn so much about every aspect that a CEO needs to know about running a small business. Investing 2 or 3 days a month over a period of a year, you get great insights into finance and accounting, legal, HR, anything that you would need, but you won't have access to experts on your own because you're a small business. And that's what Mentor Prodigy program brings to you. Besides that, the leadership on the program is almost like a board of advisors for you. And free of cost on top of that.
And that's a good point because, if I may add, I have a little bit of experience with the Georgia Mentor Prodigy Connection, I will say. I think what I, as a program director of the program, really also see is that you guys are every single day CEOs wearing multiple hats. And so at the end of the day, who are you guys accountable to? Who keeps you guys accountable? And I think that the program with the 12-month time period that we have with, the corporations engaged with us, and the other peer support groups, I think, and the oral reports that we have, right, kind of keep you accountable to your goals. It's just an opportunity for you to have that advisory board that you don't have and to say, hey, within the next 12 months, this is my vision. This is where I want to take my business. And this is the arsenal that I have behind me to champion and make sure that I get there by the end of this time period. So, you've obviously remained very, very engaged as alumni of the program. And I'll also take the opportunity to share that we are seeking the next class, the 2016 class. So for any small businesses between $1 million to $30 million in annual revenue, at least 3 years in business, at least 3 full-time employees, take a visit. Visit our website at Georgia, spelled out MPC.org, and shoot us an email if you are interested as well in joining the next class, which launches in January. Applications are open until July 10th. You can email us at info@georgiampc.org. So share with us a little bit more about your engagement in championing and supporting the small business community as well.
Can I quickly talk to the listeners and tell them about my experience when they come and see you being interviewed for the MPC program?
Don't scare them.
They're walking into a shark tank. And here you are, Miss Wonderful.
That's a new one, a.k.a. Miss Wonderful. I'm going to use that next time.
Exactly.
Okay.
But you don't want to be Mr. Wonderful, like the shark tank,
Not
Mr. Wonderful.
That's right. I didn't even equate. Perfect. I like it.
That should be your next stop.
I like it.
So it's a great experience. You know, right from the interviewing process, you feel like you're in Shark Tank. It's a big test day, and there are many companies out there lined up to be chosen, to be paired with other quirky ones to be picked for the next class. And beyond that, the fun journey starts. You know, every month you have an exposure to a different aspect of your business. You're learning from the experts. Again, as I mentioned earlier, you may never, ever be able to get access to those experts on your own, but the Mentor Prodigy program brings them to you. The Mentor Prodigy program also forces you to sit back and think. They take you out of your business. You don't think inside your business. You get out and think about your business from an external perspective. And it forces you to think of three key things you want to accomplish in the coming year. And once you've lined that up, Mentor Prodigy program, make sure you have access to all the resources you would need to accomplish those three key initiatives that you pick for yourself. And besides that, obviously, we have the retreat and we have the practice sessions on how you go pitch to customers and several other initiatives. It's a great learning process, which, as I said, for an entrepreneur, for a CEO, it's not very easy to find that kind of an environment on its own.
Well, thank you for that. And thank you for being a part of the program and sharing with our audience today your experience with it. You know, if we can kind of step forward and talk about, you know, since your time in the program, what are those key initiatives that you're focusing on today that maybe we didn't touch base earlier on, if there are any?
During the program, we picked things like building a better strategy for Systil for its growth, building a better plan for business development, and several other initiatives. And some of the things that we worked on during the program and continue to work on is our business development strategy. I remember one of the toll gates and a meeting with yourself and Andy in which we...
From Accenture, which was your mentoring company.
That's right. You know, and sorry if I didn't mention that earlier, but Andy was a fantastic coach and a mentor for us, managing director from Accenture. And that relationship that we have invested in, I think, is going to last us forever. I continue to meet with Andy. He continues to monitor what I'm doing and am I delivering on commitments that I made to him and to the program or not. And things that we picked during the program, you know, we continue to focus on those. And as I was mentioning in one of the toll gates, we talked about where is your focus? You know, what do you really want to focus on? Why are you trying to be everything to everyone? Why don't you define a geography? Why don't you define the size of the company? Why don't you define the industry you want to focus on? From that meeting with yourself, Veronica, and Andy, you know, that one thing that I took away continues to be on my mind every time I sit down and think of how do I bring in growth? And I say, how do I stay focused? You know, where do I want to play and how do I want to win in the market today? And that was a great learning from one of the toll gates on the program.
So, and with that, what it sounds to me also is that you're continuing to stay relevant. You're continuing to educate, whether it's, you know, being a part of the program or staying consistent with maybe focusing on three key areas that you want to focus on for the next 12 months. Share with us some resources apart from the program that you leverage to make sure that you're educating yourself, staying relevant, staying abreast, and maybe some of those that might be some great contacts and places for our small business audience today to learn about.
Sure. You know, if they can't make it to a Mentor Prodigy program, there are lots of other resources they can get access through GMSDC or through being in touch with you. Grow Smart, for example, was a great program by SBDC that we leveraged really well. Myself and some other people from my team had the opportunity to be part of that and got to learn a lot from there. Similarly, several other people from SBDC network, Andy and Sharon and several others, have been engaged with Systil since then and have been helping us in different aspects of the business. And those inputs have been very, very valuable for us. So once again, for small businesses, if you need access to resources that are either expensive or inaccessible to you on your own, this is the platform to be on.
Excellent. SBDC, those great consultants available to there, your taxpayer dollars at work, there to support you. So take a visit to, I think it's Georgia, spelled out, SBDC.org as well. or sbdc.org. Don't quote me on the Georgia piece, but sbdc.org. And finally here, as we wrap up towards the end, Manish, share with us you have a personal passion for startup businesses. And so share with us a little bit about that, if you can share.
Sure. So Systel is right now investing in startup businesses, as I said, try to be the disruptor, and we're looking at things in our own industry, and we're looking at other industries as well. Two of the products I'll talk about that we're currently engaged with, you know, one is from the healthcare IT industry. Healthcare IT is big in Atlanta, more than 250 companies here. Great opportunity for us to network and learn from those companies. So we have a product development going on in the healthcare IT space called Transpandit. It helps medical transcriptions. Besides that, the more exciting thing that we're working on right now is a digital content delivery platform for celebrities. Mm. It's a social network unlike any other today, where we're giving the opportunity for celebrities to build their brands and monetize the bands.
Wow. Talk about a game changer.
So we've done a beta launch for it. We already have a couple of production houses lined up to work with us on that. The beta launch has been excessively successful, and we're going to do a final market launch later this year. You will obviously get to know about it and hear about it.
We'll be there.
And so that's the most exciting thing we're doing. And we continue to stay engaged with the startup culture of Atlanta. You know, I'm a regular at Atlanta Tech Village, at ATDC. Being a Georgia Tech alum, I take the time out and have access to resources there, which we never let go. One of the other products we're working on, which we're planning on bringing back to the MBE world as well, we're talking about branding it MBE Net, mm-hmm. is going to be a network of all MBE businesses within Georgia to promote MBE to MBE business.
Wow. That sounds fantastic as well. Three very exciting projects that you're working on, and no doubt a value to each one of those folks that you aim to target. We are at the tail end of our program today, Mr. Manish with Systel. So any final words you'd like to share and impart, any last minute wisdom that you'd like to conclude with?
I think entrepreneurs have the same DNA in all of them. I don't know if I can share any wisdom that they already don't have. If they've taken this path of entrepreneurship, they really have that passion in them. They want to be different. The things that I can tell them from my experience and my learning is, be passionate about something and stick to your passion. Perseverance is going to help you and see you through. And stay focused. Like we talked earlier, trying to be opportunistic and grabbing anything coming your way is going to take you away from your passion. So stay focused on your goals, and perseverance is going to get you to your end goal.
I think that wiser words have never been said. Thank you so much for your time today, Manish. Manish Madan of Systel, as we celebrate Asian Heritage Month. And for those guests that are a part of the MBE network, we have a couple of upcoming events coming up. The Business Opportunity Luncheon will be held June 9th and the first Fridays on June 5th. Again, we want to thank you all for listening, staying tuned to all the advice that we have to give you here on Let's Talk Small Business. We will be back with you next Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Thanks so much, and make it a great week.
Thank you so much, Veronica. Thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely.
Thank you.